Right. Hello and welcome. I've already introduced myself as Anton and Rodianne that's with me. And with us as well, we have a few very important people that are part of this discussion and will share some information about themselves shortly. Say hi and let you know from the heart and from their own experience of working with Soma and Sacred Mushrooms. This information meeting is very much an informal kind of conversation of us answering questions from you, but also having a discussion about how we, and I love the way, Monica, you put it the other day, and you put me on that path of using the words consciously working with sacred mushrooms. It puts a line underneath on how we work with Soma in a specific way. So I'd like to introduce our panel of experienced watchers and let them have an opportunity to say hi. They are Margie, myself, Rodianne, Leon, and Monica. And we also have an experienced watcher that's joined us, Anthea. You're here as well. I know you may not be here for the whole meeting, but it really is so wonderful to see you too. I'm going to hand over to each of them to say hi. Once they're done with the introductions, please use the chat box to communicate with us. Use the reactions on the bottom of the panel to stick up your hand if you have a question or want to make a comment. You're welcome to get involved in the meeting in that way. Shall we start with you, Margie? Let us know where you are, who you are, and in a short little introduction, as you know how we work.
Hi, I'm Margie. I've been a watcher for a year now, both the online journeys as well as some at Somaland. And yeah, I'm a journeyer on this use of Soma and mushrooms, and still learning every time and finding it very interesting, as well as emotionally and psychologically, yeah, really enhancing my general well-being. And so I often think about the word, we say we work with mushrooms. I don't see it as, it's not hard work. It hasn't been hard work for me. I think it has. Some people do find it hard and quite confronting. I've never found it difficult. So for me, the work has always been very pleasant and a joyful process. And it's also slow. You're not always realizing you're working. It's things that come up and you say, oh, now that's changed. That's so interesting. And I feel so different about that. And you suddenly realize things like that. Anyway, I'm definitely something that I'm going to continue with for a long time and continue enjoying it. But that's me. And I'm in Cape Town in Hartfield.
Thank you, Margie. Leon, good evening. Welcome.
Hi everyone, yes, my name is Stellenbosch and I'm a watcher at Somaland. I've also done several journeys on my own solo as well as in groups, and it's helped me a lot, and I can also see how it's helped others that have been to Somaland, and it's quite tremendous the change that will bring to people's lives. For me, it has connected me with my life in a more conscious way and to be more consciously connected to nature as well as other people's feelings, but also be aware not to get drained by people around me. Consciously and being just to be connected. That's about it. I hope I can say more later during this Zoom meeting, but that's it for now.
Thank you, Leon. It's wonderful to have you with us. Good evening, Monica.
We don't know, those of you who've come to join us tonight, some of you will be beginners, maybe some of you have had experience. And so we want to be really helpful. We want to be able to talk about things that you really want to know about. So please don't hold back in asking questions. We have received a list of the questions that have already been asked. And if we're neglecting a question that you asked, please remind us so that we can answer. We don't avoid anything. I have many, many years of experience with mushrooms now. I came across by surprise in 2009 of what happens when you work with mushrooms. And that one experience was a turnaround for me that has continued up until now, 2022. A very important influence in my life that evolves and changes as the years go by. So I feel so much more, not even more relaxed, totally relaxed about working with mushrooms and the potentials that are there. I have confidence in what we're doing here because of the quite now vast experience that I've had over the years. I'm glad to be here tonight.
Thank you, Monica. We always love having you here. Rodianne.
My turn. Good evening, everybody. My journey with mushrooms started quite a few years ago, and it's been quite an integral part of Anton and my life in the last 4 years. And I must be honest, I wouldn't have it any other way. I live on a little farm. It's actually not even a farm. I don't know. We're busy planting a garden, I believe, just an hour outside of Cape Town. And my journey with mushrooms has, I really like what Leon said about the connectedness and being connected with nature and just finding your place in the world, as Margie said. It really does echo and rings true for me. And as Monica says, you just never stop learning. So it's something that's kept me coming back over and over. And as Monica is still here since 2009, she keeps arriving over and over again. And it's so rewarding. So thank you for being here and giving us a reason to be here and giving us a reason to explore this within ourselves and while you're doing your own explorations. So thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you, Rodi, and all the watchers that are here. I'm going to paste into the text box a link to our knowledge base. Rodianne has to deal with me doing my own thing. So I go clicking around the screen while she's talking, and I know I generally make it hard for her.
I'm usually talking to some text.
She's talking to some text, and I go off on a tangent. We created a knowledge base on the Somaliland website some time ago to answer questions that are frequently asked. We know how different everyone's own questions are, yet very often the same things come up. And interestingly enough, looking at the list of questions that were made during the registration, most of those people aren't here this evening. So again, if you have any specific questions that we're not covering, please ask in the text box or ask in the conversation. And in a way, I'm going to try and take the conversation in a direction that's important as part of this experience, but it's also experimental. So bear with me a little bit as well. Last time we had this meeting a month ago, I pulled out a quote and I presented it to our watchers to bring how we work with Soma and sacred mushrooms into the context of spirituality. And I read to them a definition that came up at the top of Google, and a Google search about spirituality. And it described spirituality as a broad concept with room for many perspectives. In general, it includes a sense of connection to something bigger than ourselves. And it typically involves a search for meaning in life. As such, it is a universal human experience, something that touches us all. And I presented that question to the to the Watchers, and they had an opportunity to share a little bit of their growth in life and through their experience with mushrooms. And we're all such a different group of people from so many walks of life, and that's what makes a Soma retreat or a Soma experience so magical. That door gets opened to allow anybody to arrive. So I don't want to go down the same road this evening and say, well, spirituality, let's bring it into that context. But for some reason, I'm drawn towards, and Rodi Ann will laugh now, and as I was reading that quote again from last time, there's this whole meaning in life or meaning of life, which I started researching today, which is such a massive question. Meaning of life came up in the same context of purpose in life. And I've listened to so many Watchers and people as we worked with Soma, trying to find their purpose in life and finding a purpose and passion on what they're doing now. And it seems that when we're working with Soma, that becomes quite a large context of what that means. For me, that purpose in life means the passion that I have from day to day, rather than a destination of or a job or a thing that I'm trying to find in the future. It's been very much the now. I've been very lucky, at least in that. My mother used to tell me that, boy, if I could find whatever topic I was busy with at that time, if I could find the passion for that, if I could find the passion or take that passion that I had for golf or take that passion I had for computer programming and apply it to something that she thought was important, like maybe a different part of my career, I would be so successful. And I believe that that passion is part of me having my purpose in life at that point in time. I look back on when I used to play golf, and my golfing development, it taught me so much about self-discipline and reaching certain goals, et cetera, and looking back on that now, I learned so much from that process. So at that time, golf was a purpose in life, to learn how to be self-disciplined. So I want to swing back now to Margie and to Leon, Monica, and Rodi Ann, and ask the question maybe that we asked in the same way last time. How has mushrooms helped you, and also how has mushrooms and how is working with Soma in the way that we do, in the Soma way, helped you find meaning in your life today? And how is that different from where you were before you started down that journey? It's a very broad question. It's a very broad thought, but there's an opportunity to respond to that in any way that you like. Margie, I know you think about this very, very carefully, and I've thrown you under the bus and in the firing line so often before. I'm going to do it again this evening. Thank you for unmuting. Do you have some thoughts?
It does happen sometimes that I do have thoughts, yeah. But thinking back to why I started mushrooms, and it wasn't really a conscious thing of mushrooms can help me do this. It was more a curiosity embedded within a period in my life where I really felt I was not connected to anything. I felt very flat in all senses of the word, that I was a two-dimensional person. I wasn't a whole person. And the way I reacted to people was in a similar way, that I would see them as two-dimensional people. And I clearly knew about mushrooms. I had never really had done psychedelic stuff when I was much younger. I did do dope and things like that, but nothing heavy. And a friend of mine had done mushrooms, so, and I asked her about it, and through that got to go and do my first journey of mushroom and starting on this. And the change that has happened has been one of connection. Connection, as Leon says, is the key. That's been the key for me. And the connection has been that I feel much more grounded in the world. I feel like I have a place in the world. And what's happened in terms of my connection with others has been that I no longer see them as two-dimensional people. I can interact with them by holding my space rather than just, don't know how to explain it, rather than just reacting to them in a very, I want to say conventional, it's not quite the word, in a very kind of standardized, not very meaningful way, sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? It's in a very stereotypical kind of, oh, this is how society says you react to people. So reacting to them like that, I find that I'm much more able now to firstly claim my space and to say what I'm thinking, really, and through that also get a lot more from others. So in terms of my meaning in life, it's around building a world that I feel comfortable in, and part of that is by making others feel comfortable, but not in that two-dimensional way, but really having meaningful interactions and connections. And that's what mushrooms has done for me in a way, is, and my friends tell me, you talk so much more, you interact, so you're much more open about yourself. So that briefly is what I'm experiencing from the mushroom stuff. And I just feel in a completely different plane, as it were, and way of interacting with others. So that's me.
Thank you, Margie. Margie, you mentioned Leon and connection. Leon, there's that thread of connection to something around us that definitely comes from the retreat experience. And I bring this purpose of life, purpose in life, meaning of life context into it, because it becomes such a big part of this connection, doesn't it? Do you have any ideas, Leon, of how that maybe has presented itself in the practical environment, especially when you've been blanked such an important role with Monica in Somerset West over the last year or so, of that connection that we refer to?
Well, it will open your heart. Your heart will be more involved with making decisions and with living life. So, and also it will open your mind, and that understanding for how things work and how people would react to certain situations. You have sort of compassion and patience as well. And also it has taught me to be, in a way, to sharpen my intuition, to be connected. And you know, how I got to Soma as well was psilocybin, was asking questions. I'm not satisfied what I hear or read, or what school has taught me, or religion, or none of any institution. So I want to discover things myself. I've got a lot of questions, and so much as sort of, you know, answered that for me, or have a better understanding how things are connected, basically. So yeah, it's just for everyone here tonight, you know, that have according to be part of this discussion tonight, or, you know, already. It's quite a brave decision to consider to become part of Soma, because it will change your life for the better. It's a wonderful plant medicine, and I wish that more people will be part of it. That's it, Anton.
Thank you, Leon. I'm gonna go to Rodianne, because Leon mentioned something, and I'd like to string that through to Monique, because I'd like to hear some thoughts from you regarding that word that you used, Leon, calling. Because calling is that broad context of something that's very important for us to learn about. Rodianne, your understanding of when we're speaking about this calling, can you express that in the way that we speak when we're working the Soma way? And then I'd like to hand from you to Monica, and then we'll handle some of the more practical questions that Rebecca has asked in the text box as well. But calling is such a key concept that I'd like to also touch on that, especially in the context of this purpose and meaning in life.
Okay, I'm so glad you brought it back to the purpose, because I've been sitting here thinking, what is this purpose? Now you're asking me about calling. Scrambled eggs in my brain. Sorry, I'm quite simple. I'm sitting here thinking to all of these wonderful things that Leon and Margie have been saying, and I'm thinking to myself, well, for me, the purpose, I'm a slow person. I must be completely honest, because I'm really only now. I started journeying probably 2012, I think it may have been. And I wasn't somebody that journeyed very frequently, but there were messages that I got from Soma, and I'm so stubborn. I think I went the opposite direction to what Soma was trying to tell me. It's taken me about 10 years to actually do what the message was, and it's almost like everything's falling into place in my life ever since. And it took me that long. So, you know, maybe it's because I was stubborn, I'm not too sure, but Soma definitely does nudge you in the direction of what your purpose is. And sitting here and thinking about it while everybody was talking, I was thinking from a very personal perspective, how yes, I was being nudged into a direction and I just wasn't ready to go that way. And I guess everything needs to fall into place. And maybe because I'm a slow kind of person, I need to think over it and mull over it. I don't know, but it definitely does help you with your purpose. And as Leon was saying, that compassion for yourself, for other people, all of that comes with part of it. And then for the calling, this call, this feeling, this need, it's something that becoming a watcher is something that I was standing in a situation with a friend who had taken mushrooms. And they were having a difficult experience. And I was put in a situation where I realized every time I got involved, the situation escalated. But every time I left, the situation was fine. And actually, that person just needed to see that I was there. And I just needed to be there for that person. Anyway, long story short is that I realized then that this is something that I felt I could do. And that's something that I wanted to do. And that's what I mean, what I feel when I have a call is it's something that I want to do and it's something I feel that I can do. So that's for me what a call is, personally.
Thank you, Rodi. For me also, it's referring to that voice that we're all struggling to hear or even listen to, depending on the circumstances and where we are in our lives. I'd like to go to Monica. You've already started, sorry, Rodi, you've already started answering some of Rebecca's questions in a certain kind of way. But Monica, do you have some thoughts on what I've shared from your side?
You know, when we begin to take Soma mushrooms seriously, the subject is so huge, it's so broad and ancient that we can only scratch the surface. And I was thinking while we've been talking so far that we'd really like to meet the needs of the people here who've gathered here tonight as to what is it that you specifically want to know. But I feel a frustration because whatever it is that you're wanting to know, there's so much more. And it's so big and transformative and magical. it's quite frustrating, because I'm sure the others would say the same. I would like to just give you everything here tonight while we're talking, and it's not possible. It comes, we learn bit by bit as time goes by, and there is a confusion, I think, that does need to be cleared up, where there's quite a bit of ignorance and prejudice and fear around working with psilocybin mushrooms. Psilocybin mushrooms and soma mushrooms are the same thing, by the way. Soma is a particular name that's been given to mushrooms over a long period of time in the way that we work with it. The confusion is that it can be seen to be a kind of a party drug. It isn't a drug. It's not addictive. It does no harm at all. So ever calling psilocybin mushrooms a drug is already a mistake. And it isn't the all-in-all healer of all psychiatric illnesses, so-called conditions is a better word. We get so many inquiries about people who are struggling with depression, for instance. A large percentage of the people are struggling with depression. And they've heard in the media, I mean, the media talks about, there's so much in the printed media and the online media about soma mushrooms or psychedelic mushrooms being a way to overcome depression. And we don't ever in our group talk about that, because that's not what we're trying to do. We're not trying to give you an opportunity to fix your fears and your depression and your whatever problem, mental or emotional or psychological or psychiatric issues you have. We want to provide you with an experience that will enlarge your understanding, your experience of being human, in your own context. Each one of us is individual. That is one of the most important understandings that comes through working with mushrooms, is there's no one answer to anything, to any question, because it depends on you and what your needs are and where you are. So I always feel a bit frustrated in this kind of situation where there's this need to actually answer your questions. I hope some of you will come up with some questions of your own, and you can, you know, to just push the button down there, you can raise your hand. If you look at the bottom of the screen, there's a reactions section there. You click on that and on the raise your hand, and we will then answer that. I can't begin to tell you where mushrooms have taken me. It's so huge over the last 12 years. It's so big, it's so varied, it's been so exciting, so full of different learnings. It's been better than the degree that I studied for. It's been so much more than that, that there's no comparison with what I've learned in such a variety of ways. Some of it through actual experiences in life that have been triggered by experiences in mushroom work. I see someone asking a question here. I'm happy to stop talking now. Did you see Christiana, I think, asked a question or made a comment?
Thank you, Monica. Yes. Maybe to go on to the practicalities, we've set a bit of a groundwork. Rebecca has asked about, and also in her questions before, she's asked about more the practicalities of how many watches and how many participants, and also about bad trips and difficult experiences. And then Christiana is asking more about the format of a soma retreat and what can a new to mushroom person expect. Monica, what can a new to a mushroom person expect at a soma retreat?
That would be at my home, rather than online, which is slightly different. The principles are the same. We gather as a group. I have a fairly large room in my home and a large garden, and we get together, we get to introduce ourselves and Then have the mushrooms that we all take, usually 5 grams, and we spend the night together. And there's no structure because we go with it as it flows every single night. And now there've been hundreds of journeys over the years, and every single night that we've spent together in groups has been completely different from every other night. And each group finds its own way. So it's hard to answer that question specifically, other than to say there are experienced watchers. Watchers are people who have a fair amount and even a lot of experience in working with mushrooms. And the watchers are not there to help or solve problems. They're merely there, we're there present to make sure that you are comfortable and that there's enough oxygen in the air. We're constantly opening windows and things so you don't feel stuffy or trapped. Or if you want to go and move into the garden and journey there, we'll help you and put up a mattress for you, help you to the toilet. But we don't sit and counsel and tell you what to do, because the night is about you and your connection with mushrooms. If we are not, we're just ordinary people. We're not gurus, not by the longest shot. We don't have any aspirations to be people who know everything. We just know that we've learned a lot and that we have had good experience with mushrooms. Was it Christiane who asked that question? Is there anything specific, Christiane? If you can unmute yourself so we can hear you.
No, thank you. I was just interested in the sort of, just to form some sort of a picture, but you've answered my question. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
And just to complete from a numbers point of view, a description of what Monica has described, the retreats in Somerset West are still kept small in numbers. We haven't returned to full size yet. So you're looking at about 12 journeyers. That does vary depending on the weather. And there's anything from 4 to 6 watchers that are looking after that space, which allows for enough space for people to move around, et cetera, et cetera. Jenny has asked about the need to take 5 grams, which is quite a large dose, versus the 2 grams, which is, as she believes, used in a recreational use. Jenny, I've shared a link to the frequently asked question of what is the recommended dose, but maybe some of the other watchers can share a little bit of information from their experience about the 5 gram dose and why we don't necessarily recommend a lesser amount, at least to start off with. Margie, would you like to answer and just add some thoughts from your side?
I think the 5 grams is one that really allows you to let go and to really start getting that that really deep experience. And certainly, I haven't really tried with smaller doses yet, but once you've done the 5 grams a few times by taking a smaller dose, you can get a very similar experience, because it's almost like your wiring knows what to do at that point. And then so I highly recommend the 5 gram. It really is probably the best way to really get into that deep journeying.
I also want to say, can I add to that, that 5 grams is not a big dose. I don't know, you know, it kind of happened that it was seen to be, it got called along the line, the hero's dose. And I think that gives gives some people the experience that they're now heroes, that they've done it. But it's a very normal amount. If you do want to party with mushrooms, you can do that too. And then the 1 or 2 grams is what you take. But that's not what we are doing. We are very serious. I think sometimes we're not very, we do have a lot of fun but outside of ceremonies. But when we're in the ceremony, we are very serious about what we're doing. And we're not into having fun and and playing games and that sort of thing. Be there to have a serious spiritual connection. But you can use less and have a lot of fun. But if you have experienced the very deep experience that happens with the Soma journey, you don't need to stay on 5 grams every time. You can then go down to 2 grams and no longer do you have the recreational experience because it opens up your mind to the bigger experience, the more serious experience that we're talking about.
Thank you, Monica.
Does that answer your question, Christiana? Is there anything more?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you. Maybe just one quick from a technical perspective. You said it's an evening experience. Is it a sleepover or how does it
work? Sleepover.
Okay.
You stay all night and you have breakfast with us in the morning.
Oh, good.
And go home sometime from around about 10 or past 10. Lots of talking, sharing, because what happens in the morning is that everyone feels like they've known each other forever. And there's a real family gathering of those who are present through the night.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Rebecca has also asked about difficult experiences, and I'm looking for an opportunity to slide an answer in. So, Rebecca, we will cover a little bit about that in due course. Lauren has also asked if the ceremony is suitable for someone that has a history of anxiety and depression, although not currently taking any medication. I suppose the short answer is yes, quite simply. Mm-hmm. Although again, the overview that Monica gave earlier on is coming to a Soma experience to solve anxiety and depression is not its main purpose. It is the solution is often a side effect. We refer to that as so many times, that ability to connect to a higher force and within yourself, get to the root cause of the problems that you may be experiencing, something that may be referred to and many times has been referred to as 200 hours of therapy in one night, getting to the root cause of the problem, which takes away anxiety and depression. But to arrive at a Soma experience, expecting those solutions to arrive and with those expectations in place are not recommended. Try and avoid that with no expectation, no thoughts, and just surrender to the experience. Leon and Rodianne, I'm going to ask you maybe to chat a little bit about the tough times and the difficult experiences. How we deal with it in the practical environment, and what is the great gift that you're receiving of having a difficult experience, Leon?
So, are you referring to a difficult experience at a Soma retreat or with myself, person?
I hope you're not going through too rough a time, Leon. I know life has been tough, but no, I'm referring to a difficult experience, a bad trip, as we hate referring to it as, in a Soma experience. Yes,
we, like Monica mentioned, we don't engage, and we hold the space for the night, so we are fully aware what's going on in the room with each and every person. And if a person is going through a rough patch, we will allow that person to work through that, because it doesn't last the entire night. It will pass, you know. So we always say prior to a journey night is to breathe, and we have a playlist as well, music, that helps each person through the night, in a different sort of phase of the night, can I say, to let you move through your experience. but also not to rush through the experience because it's so unique that you don't want to sort of get to the end of it ASAP. So, but there are difficult times and they are significant and they are there for a reason. And can I also just add why the 5 grams, like Monica mentioned, is that it's sort of, it's a good dose because it, that's her words, it sort of calibrates one's mind in a way. So next time, if you take maybe 2 grams or 3 grams, you can have a journey of a dose of, say, for instance, 5 grams. I'm a little bit lost for words, so maybe throughout it already, and I'm going to let you continue, and then I might just add to it.
Thank you, Leon. Rodi.
You've done so well, Leon. I was saying, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. That's also a good point. Okay, great. Now, what am I supposed to do? It's so true. You know, it's being a watcher is something. It's quite something being in a situation where you see someone having a tough experience. And I've learned the hard way. I've learned the hard way where I thought, oh, you know, it'd be so nice for me just to go and comfort that person and put a hand on their shoulder. And it was as though I was a demon from hell that had come and interrupted their journey. And that's when you realize that it's got nothing to do with consoling or touching or being there for somebody like that. It's actually being in the room. And you'll see if you go to Monica, there's an anchor seat, or you'll see when we do a Soma at home experience, we suggest to the journeyers who have chosen to do this at home to find something in the room as an anchor for them. So when the time, when things get tough, you have a specific thing that you have decided in the room is your anchor. So if you open your eyes, you have somewhere you look that's always there and always present. And that's what they have at Monica at Somerset West. It's the same thing. You have someone who's on the anchor seat all the time, just so that you know, regardless if the room is empty and you open your eyes, there's always someone there to anchor the space. And that's really, at the end of the day, what we are there for as watchers, is just to anchor the space and remind you that the world is still here, and once you've done your gallivanting in the most magical places in your mind and out there in the universe, we're here to help you land again.
Thank you, Rodi. I see a thumbs up from Rebecca, having asked your question right at the beginning. I hope that we've covered all elements of what you touched on in your initial question. An experience with Soma mushrooms is a psychedelic experience lasting the night we've spoken about throughout the night. The key part of that experience would be 4 to 6 hours. It varies so much from person to person, but it very much is an overnight experience of surrendering to whatever comes. And we don't know what's going to arrive in you. You may also not know what's arriving in the sense of what you need to surrender to. And the watchers are, through experience, allowing you simply to experience that, looking after the physical environment. And if you're working with mushrooms on your own at home, or with a companion with you, that context of having someone simply looking after the physical space, the physical environment, that can remind you that they're an anchor, and that also that can remind you that the sun is going to come up tomorrow. Whatever happens in that psychedelic environment, allowing you to simply surrender to that. There's a lot of time for analysis. There's a lot of time for gaining understanding and receiving understanding in the days and weeks that follow, but to simply surrender to a Soma experience on the night is when you can receive the most from that, be it with a group in Somerset West or even at home, in some instances alone, but most often with at least a companion with you that can provide the support if you need it in the physical environment.
And Tom, can I add something as well? And
thank you, Margie.
In some of the journeys have been, and it's by far the minority, very few people who've said they actually haven't experienced anything. And I know, I think it was last month or a couple of months before ago, some person was doing it and kept saying, but I didn't experience anything. And the next day he wrote on the WhatsApp, or 2 days later, he wrote on the WhatsApp group saying, actually, I do feel different now. And I certainly can relate to my experience. My first journey was, apart from getting incredibly nauseous and vomiting it all up, I really didn't have much of an experience. And it was a journey I did with my daughter. And she had just a wonderful journey. And I was actually quite jealous. And then I did my next one a year later and just had the full-on experience. And I think I thought a lot about what happens. And I think sometimes we're so guarded and we're so unable to let go, as it were, that you don't allow that experience to happen. And I think that's certainly what happened with me in my first one. And and still, I don't think that I've gone as deep as I can at all. And you know, it's an ongoing process. And I think I'm slowly getting there. So it's not automatic. So it's there are a few people who say, but I didn't experience anything. So that does happen as well, but it's by far the minority.
Thank you, Margie. Monica.
Margie was saying is that when it happens that someone feels that nothing happened, you cannot have an experience with mushrooms and nothing happens. What happens then if you're not able to receive it for whatever reason, it still happens, but it goes below the radar and you're not conscious of it happening. And you will remember it in bits and pieces later on, or you'll see changes in your life and sometimes even in your physical health that is bringing you back to what you had already experienced before. And maybe there's some kind of protection going on because people are very anxious, very frightened of a new experience so that nothing happens. But it's not possible for nothing to happen. Something does happen. It just doesn't come into your consciousness. You're not aware of it happening. but nevertheless, the full experience was there.
Thank you, Monica. Leon?
I just want to, Rebecca's asked a question with regards to feeling nauseous or being sick. And I the first time I heard about magic mushrooms was at school. And the thing was that you had to be sick in order to have this beautiful trip. And I didn't want to take it. I was like, because it's the worst thing for me in life is to be, one of the worst things is to be sick and to throw up. So I was always thought, I'm not going to take it. But with psilocybin, I've done maybe close to 20 journeys. I haven't been sick once. It's a personal, I know we all have individual journeys, but and also on a journey night, it's very seldom that people are getting nauseous or actually being throwing up. It's very, very, very rare. And that's also why we ask the journeyers to abstain from eating from 12 o'clock on the Saturday for the Saturday night's journey. So that also helps you to prevent any nauseous or feeling or not feeling well. So yeah, don't have to be worried about, don't let that put you off, that you think you're going to be sick or throw up. It doesn't happen. very rarely.
Yanka has asked a very important question that comes up quite a lot, and that is of working with a group of people. You can work on your own, which happens with the at home experience, where you work at home alone, and that can work really well. But there's also great benefit in working with a group of people who are all there with the same mindset, the same desire to experience more of themselves, more of the world, more of spirit, whatever attitude they have. And each one adds to the other one. As I mentioned earlier on, how people are bonded like a family by the time we all sit to have breakfast, even though there's hardly been any communication between you during the night. There's a bonding that's happened. And there's nothing to fear from having other people present with you, because there's an energy that comes from each person that fills up a total experience and adds to what you can bring to the group. I hope that answers the question for you, Bianca. I haven't read through your whole question here. Have I missed out anything? You say that you think you would be very vulnerable and susceptible to be in someone's space. I don't know what to say about that. Don't worry about what you are. Just come and surrender to the experience. You would be the first one in about 4,000 people who've come who've not liked to have a group around them. The group adds to the experience. Very special people arrive. Feels to me each time like a miracle. Something's tickling Rady Ann's humor there, I can see.
I'm giggling because I came to you to journey one evening and I was not in the mood for a big group. And it was just me and another journeyer and seven watchers. So I got the whole ceremony room all to myself. So I'm laughing because it's not bound to happen tomorrow or this weekend, but I'm just giggling because it did happen. So I was laughing.
I'm amazed so often just on that group. The group is such an important part of a soma experience. To me, nearly in some, in sometimes it's even the most important part. Allowing this random, so-called random group of people to arrive to work together and connect with the divine force and work together, cry together, laugh together, giggle together, drop keys for each other when they meet each other, when they arrive, and drop keys for each other when they leave for breakfast in the morning. That randomness we've seen so many times to be quite magical. Yeah,
we would not have met.
We would not have met. Rody and I met there. and that could be a cliche. Love is a cliche in that context because it does happen that way. But working together with someone, the clown is always the magnificent example of how many clowns have come to journey, how many professional clowns have come to journey. But the one journey that a professional clown did come and journey was when the person sitting directly opposite them was a person who had a phobia literally of clowns, and that's quite a random thought process, a random example. But in that space, it's interesting in this time that we're living in now, where we've been in isolation for so long, and maybe the idea of coming together in a group again can be a little bit intimidating for some. I'd like to remind you that there's no need for that. The group is there working with you with the same purpose.
I've used this, talked about this so often. There's that a book that was so popular a few years ago that had such a perfect title in terms of what we're talking about now. I've always said you just needed to read the title. You didn't need to buy the book or read the book. And the title of the book is Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. And out at the end, you're so glad that you did do that, that you did jump in and take on that full experience. And it's happened now so many hundreds and hundreds of times that's why we have the confidence that we have, because we've seen it so often, the same thing.
Monica, here's another question for you from Megan. I haven't experienced ayahuasca before, but I know you have. She's asked that she's heard people feel a bit out of it for weeks, even months after ayahuasca retreats. Can she expect the same with the mushroom retreat, as she's busy studying full time, so need to be fully functioning the next day? Is there a comparison? Is there a feeling with ayahuasca, a feeling out of it, and how would that compare to a mushroom retreat?
I don't think that's true of ayahuasca. Definitely not of mushrooms. By the time we send you home after breakfast, you're in a good condition to drive home. That's why we all have breakfast together and really know that you're back in the world again. That's another, what can I call it, irrelevant concern that simply doesn't arise. But, who asked that question?
That was Megan.
Megan, do you want to talk to us? Do you want to show, rather than write to us?
Hi, Monica, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hi. No, that answers it perfectly. That's great. So I just needed to make sure that I can carry on the next day and get home fine.
As a comparison, if you're looking at a comparison between ayahuasca and mushrooms, there are some similarities. In an ayahuasca journey, if that's what you're thinking of, there's a lot of purging. Vomiting. I don't like the word vomit. It sounds awful. But there's a lot of purging. I mean, it's like every time, many times, people purge, sometimes the whole night long.
Yeah.
That's a difference. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's a symbol of getting rid of stuff. I've been there. I did a lot of ayahuasca journeys before I discovered mushrooms and moved on then completely to mushrooms. It was like my time with ayahuasca was finished. And the other thing that is different with ayahuasca and mushrooms is that ayahuasca is not predictable. Sometimes, many times, we have what Margie mentioned earlier on, where people experience nothing. I must have attended close to 100 ayahuasca ceremonies. And most of them, I had no experience at all, other than being sick all night long. But I kept coming back because I could feel something going on inside me all the time. With mushrooms, you do have an experience every time. Very seldom are there people that say they didn't experience anything. And when that does happen, it's because they've been on antidepressants, which are invented to suppress. And therefore, their actual conscious experience may be very small or even seem to be absent, but nevertheless, it still happens. Also, a mushroom journey, in terms of how we do it, is very ordinary and simple. We don't have a lot of bells and whistles and smoke and thunder and dancing and all kinds of things that happen in an ayahuasca ceremony. Where people are, where there is a lot of ceremony, what's the word I want? Rituals and ceremonies and perfumes and stuff all around. We don't use any of that because we have discovered that all we need is one clean, perfect, direct connection with Soma. That's all we need. We don't need to create anything in the environment itself other than a sense of safety. But there's nothing to be afraid of, nothing that's going to interfere. And that's why we have watchers awake and alert all night long, watching the environment and dealing with whatever may come up. So that those are other differences between those two. But I would not have liked to have missed out on my ayahuasca experiences at all. Those were my first experiences, and they were very, very important in my life.
Thank you, Monica. Thanks for sharing. I've never had ayahuasca myself, but I've just heard of the of that after effect, which I was just a little bit nervous about. And I know it's not everyone's experience.
That is not as serious a problem.
Okay.
Ayahuasca.
All right. One thing that you mentioned now was, you know, when people don't feel or don't experience the mushrooms, that it may sometimes be likely from a use of antidepressants before the time. Yes. On that note, I wanted to find out, how does the use of marijuana affect your experience?
Thank you for that question. Does anyone want, I'm doing all the talking here. Does anyone else want to answer that? Or shall I carry on?
You can go ahead, Monica.
Okay. You know, if we could make a rule, I don't like rules because that's not what mushrooms are about, because we each of us need to be following our own path. But if I were to make one rule, I would say never, ever, ever combine cannabis and mushrooms. And that's not because there's anything wrong with cannabis. They're not good in combination with each other. And there seems to be some sort of clash. I wish I could understand why that is, but we really strongly recommend that you don't combine the two in the same experience. The same applies actually to alcohol. Combining alcohol and mushrooms also is not a good mix, because it interferes with the purity. There's a great level of purity that exists when working with soma mushrooms. And so there's no need for interference from any other substance, because who knows how that's going to confuse it. Does that answer your question, Megan?
Yes, thanks, Monica, it does. Also just wanted to know if I would need to maybe detox from it for a period before the time, like if
you can, just being in my body. It's not necessary, but if you feel like doing that, if you think it's going to help you, you can do that. And why I say it's not necessary is that the spirit of mushrooms is so powerful and so, so deep that it's not threatened or blocked by whatever it is you would do if you detoxed. Some people go to vast trouble to detox and fast and do all sorts of things with water and that sort of thing. And if you like doing that, do it. But it's not going to necessarily give you a deeper experience. And I once had, in America, I traveled with a guy who was going to have his first experience, not with mushrooms, but with ayahuasca, where they're very strict about preparing before. There's quite a heavy protocol before you journey with ayahuasca, and then you still vomit the whole night. And he hadn't read all of that. The two of us were traveling together. And he stopped at McDonald's and had two huge hamburgers and then drove into the ceremony to experience the ceremony. And of course he retched and vomited into his bucket the whole night long. But the amazing thing, and because I was right there next to him, the amazing thing was that in the end, when he looked in his bucket, there was nothing there. It was empty. He just did a lot of retching. So that was a bit weird. But the detoxing, if you want your body, it is nice to have your body feeling nice, not having eaten a whole lot of rich food, not being dehydrated, drinking plenty of water. That sort of thing does help through the night. And if you're one who likes to regularly detox, which has become quite popular these days, go ahead and do that. But we don't, that's not part of our instructions for preparation. In fact, if we were to put into words an instruction, we would say, just come just as you are. Otherwise, people are saying, I've got to be ready. When I'm ready, I'm going to come. I can't do mushrooms now. I've got to be ready. I could laugh out loud. You will never be ready. I mean, this is a divine force. who do we think we are that we ever going to be ready for what Soma mushrooms have to give us? And they will give you as much as you're able to receive, regardless of your so-called readiness. So we operate at a very, very simple level, having learned to trust over all these years that mushrooms will do their work. It's not up to you what you do, other than your own attitude, your own spirit, your own openness of your own heart. That's what you need to have. And going with that is also plenty of sleep a couple of nights before, so that in your heart and your mind, you are prepared. I'm afraid I can just talk forever on this topic. It's the most amazing thing.
So Thank you, Monica.
An awful lot of talking
now. Thanks for shedding light on that. I can relate to that readiness. I think I've stalled this for several years. So good to hear that the only thing to do is to arrive and be open. Thank you.
Thank you, Megan. Lauren. Lauren, you're welcome to also unmute yourself and voice your questions. In simple response to meditation practices negatively impacted this year, negatively impacting a Soma experience, not at all. And unless I would say you try and apply a meditation practice during the experience, at least one that is very specific. In its simplest form, meditation would be to release your mind and to observe whatever comes into it. And in the context of a Soma experience, that's exactly what should be. That's exactly what should be happening. If there are any other types of practices that you're wanting to bring in during the experience where there's more of a stronger mind control process, I would avoid that. But otherwise, There are no practices that should have a negative impact. Does that answer your question, Lauren? I see you giving a thumbs up. Great, thank you. All right, have we missed anything? Guys, technicalities, Megan.
Israel has been quiet. Looking through here, KW has been very quiet. You don't have to speak, but we don't want to ignore you either.
Megan, we can answer all your questions also via an email. I can send you an information sheet. It's an overnight experience on Saturday that starts at around 7 o'clock. Yes, on the parking, we'll give you a list of what to bring with. And the cost to join Monica in Somerset West is 1,500 Rand. I've made a note of your name and just to send you that information sheet. If you don't receive it within the next day or so, please just drop me a note and I'll send you the document that contains all that information as well. Chris Ray says, all good. And Jenny, the Soma at Home, still on for 7th May. Yes, they are. One of the key principles of a Soma experience is Monica's events have been asked for since 2010, for the last 12 years, maybe 350, 400 times. People have asked for a date. Monica, can we attend a retreat at your home in Somerset West? The same applies to the at-home experiences now. We went through a trial period of learning how this works and putting it together, and then standing back and saying, well, maybe this will never happen again. Two new dates have been asked for. So yes, the Soma at Home gives you an opportunity to work in the same way as what one does in a group environment, but connecting digitally with the outer world. And that's happening on the 7th of May again. That's the next one. And I think there's another one on the 4th of June.
Yeah.
And I've made a note of everybody who's asked here for the information. I'll send that on as well. Leon.
I just want to add one thing. And that is during a Soma journey or retreat. And I know it might sound weird, but you will lose your mind in a good way, because your mind stands in the way of so much of your life in general. And for you to experience the full magic and sacredness of the spirit of psilocybin, this is to lose your mind. But this will make sense only once you've experienced it. You know, one can just talk about it, people can recommend it to you, you can read it, you can about it, you can watch YouTube videos for months at end, but the journey is in the experience it, to experience it yourself. Yeah, it's there's nothing like it. And don't let fear stand in your way to explore and get answers to your questions, or delve deeper into your purpose of life, or living a soulful life with a purpose. So, but anyway, and living a truthful life. So that's all I want to say.
Just to add to what Liana said, that is why we don't encourage you to try any so-called practices that you've learned. We try to separate from anything that is of a human origin. One of our struggles, one of the struggles of the history of religion itself, has been always a human put in between an individual and with God. And we try and remove that. So it's just you and the spiritual force of Soma. And there's no human practice, no way of sitting, nothing, no way of managing your thoughts, because your thoughts should stop. Stop thinking. That you just allow your mind to be absolutely open to fall into whatever is coming to you that night, which will be uniquely yours. And that's what we want to hear about in the morning, at breakfast. What was your unique experience? And we have now heard hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of unique experiences. No two have ever been the same.
Thank you, Monica. Thank you, Leon. Right, are there any other questions? Any other thoughts from anybody else? Any other last comments from our panel? You guys have shared so much valuable information again, as always, this evening. Thank you for your time. Thank you all for being here and listening to us ramble on. Ramble on is a broad word, but we are here simply to answer your questions. And these watchers and Monica, Leon, Rodianne, Margie are such special people to have shared their time and over and over and over and from their own experiences. Thank you, everybody. We look forward to seeing you soon. We look forward to connecting with you again. Lots and lots of love from all of us.
Thank you, everybody, for being here.
Yeah, thank you. It was good to get to know you a little bit.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. That's great.